Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Joining us on the Street Beat, in the Street Beat studio, Ian Pratt. I'm not going to name off all those dealerships.
I don't blame you. That's a mouthful.
So we're talking today about food and the food pantries in Washington County, and he's going to give us a rundown of what he's doing for these food pantries that is very special. And this is going to be the year all donations will be matched up to
$10,000.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm here not for what I'm doing for the food pantries. I'm actually here to ask for help. We want to match any and all donations up to $10,000 total to the food pantry of your choice. So whatever your community's in, this goes for any food pantry in Washington County, whether it be Machias or Eastport or Callis or Woodland or Lubeck. I mean, we every year we're grateful that we're able to be able to give back to our community, and this is something that means a lot to me. I think there's never a reason that any of our friends, neighbors should ever go hungry. And food prices being higher, I'm sure when you go to the grocery store, you see it like being higher than ever. The need is greater than ever. You know, a lot of times our seniors are in need. There's different people in need. People sometimes will get in a bad situation where they're in need for a short period of time. And the food pantry really fills that gap. But they can't do it without your help. And cash donations are so important to them because they can buy food at wholesale through Good Shepherd. It goes way farther when they do it than bringing a food item in. They always appreciate food items, but they also know what food items they need. Mm-hmm. They know what food items that they're happen to be in need of, and they just do a great job with the money. And I'll use the Callis Food Pantry because they do a great job as an example. It's 100% volunteer run, so every single penny that you get donate will be matched by me, so it goes twice as far, and then all that will go to helping people in need in our community. And I really need your help. Like, I mean, every year we ask for this. We've been doing this for a long time, but every year we need it. You know, we hope to break the record this year. Our past record was just under $20,000, and we're really hoping to get over $20,000 raised this year total for food pantries in Washington County. But we can't do it without you. I mean, we can do our part because of all the support from our customers, which we couldn't do without them. But I can't, without the donations, the match, we can't make it go as far.
So people of Washington County need to get $10,000, and you're going to match it to get it to $20,000.
Correct. But that's our goal, is to get over $20,000. I'm going to run out of match money because I only, that would be my ultimate goal. The need is great, and the people of Washington County are just so overwhelmingly generous. Like, you know, it's always amazing to me how much generosity we have. I mean, we're a really poor county. We're the poorest county in Maine, one of the poorest counties in the country. But whenever there's people in need, people always seem to find the resources to go out and help somebody else. And that just speaks to just how great it is for a community to live in, and why I'm so grateful to live here and why I'm grateful to call this home.
Now, do you have an inspiration? How did you get started, and why did you get started?
Well, the late, great Father Savay, was such a great inspirational leader to me as far as like all the years he put into that food pantry and in Callis, and it was always such a pleasure, and he was always so happy and when he was working and volunteering his time and helping people in need, and I started with just one donation when I was five, because I was 25 plus years ago, let's just say I might have been a little older than that, but I started wanting to do even more because I saw how much they did. The Callis Food Pantry was the original inspiration,
So you went there and gave a donation,
yeah,
and then realized,
after seeing the operation, seeing all the volunteers, seeing how much they were doing, if you've never been in to volunteer, like I've been in to volunteer before, my kids have been in to volunteer before, if you've never been in to volunteer before, it's such a worthwhile endeavor because it is a fine oiled machine. Now, that's true of all the food pantries in Washington County. I just happened to have that one experience a long time ago, and that's how he got me started. I realized how great the need was. I always thought, well, hey, the government's going to take care of that or this and that or whatever. And then he explained to me all the different things, all the holes in the system. Even if the government is going to eventually help them, with aid because they're in a situation or whatnot, sometimes there's weeks that go by or even months in some cases that go by. I mean,
all the red tape.
All the red tape and different things that have to happen. And they fill that donut hole. And that's a big donut hole. And I mean, again, no one should ever have to go hungry in Washington County. I mean, there's so many kids that get help. There's seniors that get help. I mean, it's such a good cause, and it just makes so much sense. And I got the perfect gift for somebody. Give a donation in the name of the person you want to buy a gift for. You know that person that's got everything and you don't know what to get them? Like, you know, do a $50 donation to the food pantry. I'll match the $50, so $100 will go to the food pantry in their name. And I can't imagine anybody on Christmas.
So you can give a gift to Ian Pratt because he has everything he needs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've been very blessed. There is nothing I'd want. You know, if you want to give me a gift, give a donation to the food pantry. Nothing would make me happier for Christmas if my entire family, that was the only gift they gave me as a gift to the food pantry. That would be the greatest gift I ever got, because there's nothing better at Christmas than giving back to others.
Nice. And the cash donations definitely are needed, because there's other areas in the pantry that may need to use cash, that you have to use cash for.
100%. Like, I mean, that can pay for their electric bill. That can pay for a broken cooler or a new cooler, or it can pay for, sometimes they do fuel assistance for people. I mean, the food pantry is kind of a catch-all thing that just helps people. These are people who want to help people. They volunteer their time to help people, and they try to solve problems for people. I mean, if you really want to talk about the heroes in our community, you know, of course, you always have our first responders, which you always have to, you know, just salute, you know, our military who keeps us safe. You have to salute them. But people who volunteer at the food pantry, and they're there week in and week out, year in and year out, some of these people, like, I mean, just the best among us. Like, I mean, people who want to give back to others, You just can't salute them enough. So, you know, one way you can show them that you appreciate them, give a donation this year, like whatever, and they'll know that they're appreciated.
And what's the best way to do that? To come to the dealership?
100%. Just bring your donation in. Make the checkout to the food pantry that you want. Remember, it's also tax deductible. Every donation you make is tax deductible, and I will match your tax deductible donation to whatever food pantry you want, 100%, up to $10,000 total for all the donations. And so, I mean, everybody wins, but I can't emphasize enough, I can't do it without you. So please bring your donations in. And I also can't emphasize enough, I'm so grateful for our customers that allow us to be able to give back to our community.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
No. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. And there's not a better way you can celebrate Christmas than giving to others.
And that was Ian Pratt of Pratt Chevrolet GMC in Calais, offering new and used vehicles at Auto Repair Shop. Stop by with your donation to be matched by Pratt's family of dealerships at 143 River Road in Calais. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.